What's up, everyone? I'm Nick Marty for AfterBuzz TV's Mini Spotlight, and we have Mary Mauser from Cobra Kai. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, everyone? Thank you so much for tuning in. Mary, how are you?
I'm great. I'm excited to be here.
Well, I will tell you, we've been having a ton of fun before we even started filming. It has been a process, but it has been a good time. Thank you for being here. Really happy to have you.
Thank you so much.
Now, Cobra Kai, you know, right off the bat, huge legendary, you know, Karate Kid, and with Jaden Smith. First question I got to ask, Jaden Smith, Daniel LaRusso, which one?
I mean, I'm Samantha LaRusso, so I gotta say Daniel LaRusso, of course.
Well, you know, which one was more relevant in your lifetime?
I actually never saw the Jaden Smith version, prior to ever seeing the older version. Because my thing was, I was like, I don't want to watch a new version of a movie until I've seen the old version of the movie and I have something to, like, reference. Mm-hmm. So it was always one of those things of, like, I hadn't seen the original version. I was waiting to watch the original version with my boyfriend, who, like, is a huge fan of the Karate Kid series. So he was like, we're going to watch them together. And then I figured I'd watch the Jaden Smith version later. Then my audition came around. And then I was like, I've got to watch the original version, like, right now. But then I was too nervous. So I waited until I actually booked it to watch the whole series.
Really?
You were
like, yeah. Because did you think it was jinxing it almost?
It was more that it was like, yeah. I mean, it was a thing of, like, it's too cool. Like, it's so cool. And I already knew that in my head. I was like, this is a thing that's legendary to so many people. I was like, but, like, you know, I'll do my own thing, and, like, you know, it's totally different. Like, maybe it's not even, like, you know, that big of a deal. Knowing in my head that was a total lie. But, like, it, like, you know, made me feel a little better about it. And then once I had watched it, I was glad I did it the way I did, because once I had watched it, I was just, like, hyperventilating the whole time. I was like, oh, my God, I was like, that's my dad. You know, that's my dad now.
That's
like,
my dad.
Yeah, like, that's, like, my family's history. Like, you know what I mean? It was cool watching it from that perspective.
Did you watch 1, 2, and 3?
I did, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Back to back?
I did, yeah.
One day?
I did.
Knocked them all out of the park.
I binged them with my boyfriend, and then I've watched them too many times to count since then. I actually became kind of an instant fangirl.
Now, is it in your top 5 favorite movies now?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Because, or do you think it would have been anyway had you just seen it?
I think it would have been anyway, and I've said this, like, I think no matter what point in my life I watched that movie, I feel like I would have been able to relate to it, because I think that's kind of one of the beauties of that movie, of that series of films, is that it connects to you, and in so many different ways, and in so many different parts of your life, you can connect to a different character, a different aspect of that struggle of, you know, of coming of age, and then of your relationships with parents, or lack thereof, or what, you know what I mean? I feel like there's, like, so many, like, things to connect to, and so I feel like no matter when I'd watched it would have meant a lot to me, but of course, means even more knowing that I get to, like, be a part of that, you know what I mean?
You are part of the family now, how was it, you know, meeting the original cast, some of them?
So nerve-wracking. I actually met them before I had watched all the movies, because I had met Ralph and Billy at the last, like, final callback. And it was incredibly nerve-wracking, but they were so nice. Like, both of them just so nice.
Yeah.
And I remember I had booked it, and I went back for one more, not audition for mine. I had officially booked the role, but it was to chemistry read with two of the guys who were auditioning for Miguel.
Yeah.
One being Sholo, who actually ended up getting the role, who, like, we, like, instantly just hit it off, and, like, had, you know, close friendship, and it was really fun. But he walked out, and I remember being, like, sweating, because I was like, now it's official. Like, now, like, that, like, I'm his new TV daughter. I was like, what is he gonna say? And he came out and gave me a big hug and, like, congratulated me, and I was like, I, like, cried inside, and definitely cried when I got home.
You're like, thank you so much. I'm gonna watch the movie now.
Yeah, I will. I didn't say anything until later. I was like, so by the way.
So I hadn't seen it yet.
Yeah, but no, like I said, I feel like I was glad I watched it in the window that I did, and it definitely did make me, like, freak out. We have some of the original, like, OG cast members, like, in the show that are kind of, like, mixed in there, which was incredibly exciting for people who have seen it. Like, Randy Heller, who played his mom in the original movie, obviously my grandma now. Like, that's the craziest thing in the world. Like, those little, like, moments, you know, that moment where they're pushing the car and all this stuff. It's just, I don't know, it's just so cool, like, getting to, like, to meet her. And, like, to me, like, that was just, like, another layer to that, like, legendary, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's part of the whole franchise.
Yeah, exactly.
And what, you know, wax on, wax off, what are some of the things that are still taking place or carrying on over to this new legacy?
There are a lot of them.
There are a lot.
There are a lot. The writers, the creators of the show were big fans of the movie.
Yeah.
I mean, they're, like, uber fans.
Uh-huh.
They created this whole series, you know what I mean? Of just, like, their own, they call it their own, like, fan fiction.
Yeah.
So they stayed as true as they could, I feel like, to the things that they knew that they would want to see as a fan on a show. So there's lots of little things mixed in there throughout there. You hear the original story of Daniel and Johnny meeting from Johnny's perspective, which I thought was so cool.
Yeah.
Because it's a totally different story, totally inaccurate, but like totally different story. But no, there's little bits and pieces in there that were really cool to see. That definitely like fans I think will love. I actually myself got to do Wax On, Wax Off, so that was really cool. Yeah.
Were you like, let me get this right?
Yeah, I was like, Ralph, you want to tutor me? I'm like.
Did you actually get angry like he did in the beginning too? Because it took him a while to learn the meaning of it. Is that carries on over as well?
The idea is Samantha actually started learning, I think, at a very young age, and she learned all the way up through about the age of 8.
Yeah.
And she's kind of like a karate, like, little superstar. Not in my level, obviously, because I'm so uncoordinated, I can't walk in a straight line. But she's really cool. Samantha's awesome. No, but I think she kind of had that already in her, and there's this like moment where she becomes really heated and it just comes out.
Yeah.
And like, it was so like, for me, super nerve-wracking, because I was like, I'm taking on like a very important like moment right now. But it was so much fun to like think like, this is the move, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was cool for me.
Now, tell me a little bit about the storyline if you can.
Yes, it's
the most, for the most part.
Yeah, it takes place 34 years after the original movies, the original Karate Kids, and it picks up kind of where they would be now, like
yeah.
what their lives would be like now. So Daniel LaRusso is like an auto tycoon, I guess. I don't know what the phrasing of that is, but like
it's true.
Like,
well, I mean, yeah, yeah.
So he owns like a car dealership, and he's like super successful. He has this wonderful life. He has two children who adore him, and his wife, who you know, is just the best. The actress who plays Amanda LaRusso is like, she's awesome, and her character is amazing. I loved it. And then it kind of shows the contrast of that more so from Johnny's perspective, because you see kind of it's Cobra Kai now, so it's
yeah.
Johnny's show, and it kind of like shows where he is now and what the bully kind of who was had everything in Daniel's mind back in the day,
yeah.
where he is now, and he's kind of a loser to start out with.
Kind of like high school, the
exactly,
QBs.
Right? Like, yeah, no, it's like when you check back in on the people that you went to high school with on
yeah.
Facebook, and you're like, wow, like, that's all they're doing? Like, I feel so much better about myself.
Wow, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, right? No, but it's really interesting because it's like, you know, you actually, like, humanize him, and you
yeah.
feel for Johnny, who was, like, this stereotypical bully, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he was, like, the bully, and that was, he played that so well that now, like, seeing it from this other perspective, it's like, you question yourself, you're like, wait a minute, like, I kind of want to root for him a little bit, which
yeah.
is really disorienting. What are they did it in a really amazing way.
Did you hear about any of the other storylines that almost took place? Because sometimes there's always several storylines that they pitch, right?
Right.
So were there any of
those? I think that for this one, they kind of came in, and from every story I've heard, they came in strong with, like, this is our mission.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that, like, you know, Ralph and Billy have talked about how many times people over the years have come to them with this idea of, like, we're going to take on the Karate Kid again. And, like, they've always come with these ideas
true,
that like, just
I bet.
Didn't feel right, because
yeah.
they were like, you know, no, like, Ralph's thing is always, like, he told me at least, he always wanted to, like, leave it, you know, at what it was, that it was, you know, leave the legacy as it was. But then the guys who came in, their names are Josh, John, and Hayden. They're the coolest. I adore them. And they came in with this idea of, you know, Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
And I think it just fit. It clicked. I haven't really heard any of the other things. I know I was supposed to have a little sister at one point. And now I don't. So that's about all I know about
I don't?
About all the things that got cut
she
out.
She was taken away?
No, I have a little brother, though, in the show. And he's really cool. The actor's name is Griffin. He's awesome.
Hi, Griffin. Now, to make a bad thing good, mm-hmm. you said that you have type 1 diabetes.
Yes.
So you do, when your blood levels drop, you have to
eat to
snacks.
Bring them up.
Yeah,
yep.
eat.
Yeah.
Now, you're at Crafty a lot.
Yes.
Kind of like you're saying, it's like kind of like we're laughing at it. It is kind of sad, you know, like.
No, it's complicated. And it's
yeah.
definitely like, I would never, you know, if I had the option, I would not have picked type 1 diabetes. But at the same time, I am very grateful for all the lessons that it's taught me. I was diagnosed when I was 13, and it's definitely made me the person I am today.
Yeah.
I'm grateful for it in that way, and I'm grateful for the connections with people I've been able to make. I got to go and speak to Congress and, like, ask them to continue funding for diabetes
That's
research.
That's a big deal.
It was so cool.
Yeah,
I got to go
yeah,
speak
yeah.
to congressmen and, like, go to Congress. And, like, I met over 100 kids with type 1 also, and they were between ages 4 and 17. And it was, you know what I mean? I feel like I've had so many amazing opportunities because of my diagnosis, but the one cool thing that I feel like is for all the stuff that I'm like, ugh, like, I have to prick my finger all day, I have to, like, you know, all these things. the cool thing is, like, the lights on set bring my blood sugar down. Like, the hotter I get, it brings my blood sugar down. So my excuse is that I'm really hot. I'm like, my sugar's going down. I have to go to Crafty. I just, like, have to. I don't have a choice, you know? Yeah. So I just end up over at the craft table, like, eating all the cookies.
For me, right now, I'm boiling, but that doesn't mean I get snacks.
I mean, you know, like
that
I said.
That just means stop.
It's one of the perks, you know?
Well, what was one of your favorite things to eat on set at Crafty?
I have a scene where I was wearing a bathing suit, and they ended up doing it like I had a t-shirt on over it and everything. But obviously, I'm a young girl. I know any other young girl has this part of you where you're like, but like, there's cameras, and they're gonna be looking at me from all different angles, and like, I like me, but like, what if somebody else doesn't? So like, there's like
I'm
a part of me where
movement.
Like, yeah. So like, I'm like freaking out. And so like, a part of me was like, so the other girl on the show, two of the other actresses also had her bathing suits that day. They're like, okay, the best thing you can eat is bananas, apparently. Like, that's the thing you can eat when you're supposed to be having a bathing suit scene. So we were just over at the craft table eating bananas and chewing gum. Like, that was our day for that scene. But no, mostly like, anything pumpkin spice flavor. We were filming during the fall, and I love pumpkin spice. And the Crafty was stocked, like pumpkin spice caramel, pumpkin spice coffee, pumpkin spice scones, like pumpkin spice, like monkey bread. Oh my God, it was so good.
Did y'all shoot near Halloween time?
We did, yeah.
So did everyone come to set dressed as Daniel LaRusso?
I was thinking someone would, and no. But they did have a little costume competition, and the group that won was the transportation department. They came all dressed as different characters from The Shining, and it looked so cool, like so cool.
They went out of their way to win that competition.
Oh yeah, because I feel like also, I came dressed as Tinkerbell. My boyfriend was Peter Pan. He was visiting at the time.
He looked cute.
He looked so cute, I loved it. But no, it was I love Halloween, so everybody getting all dressed up was like totally my jam. I actually filmed the wax on wax off scene on Halloween.
Oh,
so
really?
I was like, good luck for me. Like, that's the way I'm gonna think of it.
Well, that's awesome. And now, what do we have coming next? You just said that, well, it was announced that season 2 will be happening. So that's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
What else do we have in the works until then, until you start shooting that?
You know, I'm kind of looking around, figuring things out. But I do have an episode I filmed of a show called Room 104 that's on HBO that I loved. It was something totally different and like a character I've never played and kind of like weird and dark but funny and quirky and like all this all over the place. Hopefully that'll be out very soon.
Well, we'll look forward to watching it. And now, where can we find you on social media? Where your boyfriend usually runs all your social media?
Yeah, no, my boyfriend just like checks in on it. He's like, wow, you're this many followers. I'm like, don't make me nervous.
Where can we
like
find
that
your
many people.
Accounts that
yeah,
are yours.
Right? Okay, my Instagram is at Miss Mary M. Mauser, the middle initial. And then my Twitter is at Mary M. Mauser. And I think that's just about all I'm good at keeping up with. It's like 2 maximum. That's all I can
that's
handle.
About, let's not get crazy, folks. You don't have an actor page for Facebook or anything like that?
I have facebook.com. I think it's /Mary M. Mauser, I want to say. I also haven't kept up with that too well. But
so
I'll try and be better,
that
okay?
You most likely keep up to date your Instagram then.
Yes, like, it's my Instagram. My Instagram's like the main one. It's just mostly pictures of my dog. But like, I love my dog, so.
And you think that your dog is the cutest?
Oh, my dog is the cutest. I don't even think that.
That's
I'm like
an argument
100%
for everyone, I think.
Convinced.
But thank you so much for being here at AfterBuzz. We appreciate it and had a great time.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
And I'm Nick Marty. Take care.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.